Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode.
Let's go.
Many of us go through so many different phases where we're trying a new workout plan, we're trying a new nutrition plan. So, Corey Beth, did you ever do any type of workout or nutrition plan in the past where you went into it thinking, this is going to be it, this is the one? Or maybe you got started on it, started seeing some great results, and figured, well, this must be the be-all, end-all.
Well, I think if I answer that, first of all, it sounds like I cheated on you. But yes, I did. And yes, 100%, I did feel that way multiple times throughout the course of middle school, high school, and college, and after, where I had high hopes, and unfortunately, things didn't pan out.
Yeah, a lot of times they don't pan out. And you know, I think that we all find ourselves in this situation, probably more frequently than we actually consider. And I say that because, you know, personally, I too have gone through multiple phases of trying different training strategies and nutrition strategies, especially during the times in which we were doing the bodybuilding competitions. In fact, prior to you, I had probably gone through about 3 or 4 different iterations of nutrition plans, all of which worked to some degree, which again was very encouraging. But at the same time, whenever I did a new one and started seeing the results, I figured that that might be the one that solves all the other problems that I had with the previous one. And, you know, I've come to this realization, and I think this is very timely based around the carnivore conversation that we've been having, that you're never going to address all things with one thing. And I'm saying that because so many of us, that's our mentality when we go into trying new things, is this is going to be the thing and it's going to solve all the things, you know. And maybe, you know, for some people, they're like, okay, you know, I've been listening to Corey Beth and the journey that she's been on carnivore, and it sounds like everything is going according to plan. She's doing outstanding. She sounds like she's got great energy. But what I want to caution people about today is viewing other people's success and thinking that, number one, you're going to have the exact same success as that person, but also seeing the success somebody's having and thinking that it's going to solve all of your problems. And we could look at this from two angles. There's that one, which is setting up our expectations maybe incorrectly and operating out of not having full knowledge of what that particular person is going through or where they're starting from. And then the other part of this that I wanted to address is just this simple realization that there is no one size fits all. There is not one thing that's going to resolve all of your problems. And sometimes when we do these things, they actually create new problems, which we then have to address.
I couldn't agree more. And my mind is like, I'm so glad we didn't talk about this before we came on, because I'm like, yes, yes, this is so like real. I agree with that. And I, you know, I'm coming in here with the analogy to help everybody really break this down, because yes, you and I and everybody listening, we have all taken maybe a diet pill or followed a diet plan. And we're like, oh, that sucked, right? Like it didn't do what it did for somebody else. And I hear this a lot of the time with coworkers and colleagues, like someone in the office or at the school or whatever did something, whether it be keto or Weight Watchers or whatever. They worked with the doctor on restricting their calories to like a ridiculously small amount. They lost all this weight. And people were like, gosh, like I got to go like do that thing to achieve the same result. And it doesn't often always pan out. And I think it's the same thing in health and business and our body. To what you said, like we are not going to ever do one thing that's going to address all the things. It's kind of like having a house problem. Let's say you got like a leaky pipe and you bring in a specialist, but like you also got some faulty electric and you also got maybe like a floor that's buckling a little bit, and thinking that bringing in that one person they're going to correct all the problems in the house. And when they leave, having corrected the leaky pipe, you're like, well, darn it, I still have all these other problems. And I do agree with you that that's how people maybe are viewing carnivore right now. Like, even though it's not a new thing, a lot of people think it's a new thing. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to correct my gut. I'm going to be happier. I'm going to have more energy. I'm going to feel amazing. My blood work's going to improve. Like, all that stuff's going to happen. And the truth is, all those things may not happen. One of those things may happen, or none of those things may happen. And of course, there's so many variables there. But I think it really just helps us to, like, first of all, have this realization, but also stay grounded in that there is no magic pill. There is no magic one fix. You know, you got something wrong in the house, you're going to call in someone to address that one thing, but it's not going to fix the drafty window upstairs too. They're just going to fix the one thing that they're designed to fix, or, you know, maybe when it comes to your body, correct or improve or whatever it might be. So I'm happy to, you know, walk people down like, no, it has not been perfect and it has not been all rainbows and butterflies. Do I personally feel very good eating this way? Yes. But also, I think you got to throw in our history. I think that that's important too, that we also make sure we get good sleep, and we also make sure we're drinking water, and we also make sure we're not, you know, just eating bacon all day, every day. There's a nice variety within it. And yeah, the results I'm having, I certainly think that we can be inspired by, but we also can't compare apples to apples.
That's a great point. I mean, no, you can't always compare apples to oranges. And sometimes you can't even compare apples to apples. You know, you have different varieties. But just to use my own experience for a moment, for the past several years, we've been relatively low carb. I mean, I have been probably as close to keto as you could be for the past 7 years, yet I have not had any issues with hunger during that time. We did fasting. I felt like my hunger got even better. I should say control over hunger got a little bit better. First, it got a little worse, but then it did get better. And then transitioning to carnivore, what I thought was really interesting, and I know I had brought this up to you early on, is I'm actually feeling hungrier than I had in the past several years. So now I'm making this change to this nutrition plan that, for all intents and purposes, I shouldn't feel hungrier if I'm, you know, having better signaling going on. And this thing is addressing some of my other underlying issues. And yet here I am feeling hungrier. But I think that you have to take a step back. And in all these situations, you have to first look at, what are all the variables? Like, has anything else changed in my life? Is my sleep patterns changed? Are my stress levels different? What has my exercise or activity level been like lately? Because we are very quick to lay blame to the new thing that we're doing without recognizing all the other things that have also changed. Or maybe we just still have not addressed a certain underlying cause for why you may be feeling some way or functioning, maybe not at your optimal levels. But the point being that sometimes we make a change that's going to have a very positive impact on us, but yet it creates a negative in another area that maybe we had not been suffering in. So for me, that was the suddenly I'm feeling hungrier earlier in the day. Now, what did I do to resolve that? I started just eating earlier. And I did that all those times where I started feeling hungrier earlier. And then everything started to go back to normal. You know, things began to balance out again. So I think that it is important also to maybe recognize that when these things happen, it's not always a quote unquote bad thing. Like, I did this and now I'm hungrier. Well, I recognized the issue that I was feeling hungrier and I addressed it by eating. And then what happened is that once that was addressed, I started feeling a lot better. And then I went back to what might be considered normal for me in terms of hunger. So what it showed to me is that there was a deficiency going on that was maybe being masked the entire time because of all the other things that I had been doing, or at least had been accustomed to doing. And this is why we don't want people to ever view anything, whether it is a new nutrition plan, it's a new workout plan, and whether it's something that we do or something somebody else does, you know, the whole point is that you have to enter all of these things with a very objective mind. And don't always think so much in black and white of this is good, this is bad. It's look at the situation, take from it what the information that it's giving you in that moment and try to address it. Because I think that me feeling that hunger was because of an underlying issue that I had not been addressing. And once I addressed it or did not try to ignore it or push through it, which is what a lot of people do, especially if you are on some type of, you know, trendy nutrition plan, or you've identified yourself as a faster or a, you know, a low carber or whatever it is, right? Whatever label you've given yourself. The problem with that, the problem with giving yourself a label, is that now you have to live up to that identity. And Lord forgive that you turn around one day and you feel like you can't live up to it. And you just try to push through when really you were supposed to back off and use that as an opportunity to reset the situation for yourself.
We just covered that on my ladies group mindset coaching call, all about the identity. Like, what if I can't hold on to this success? What if I change? What if it's different? We are big proponents, you guys, of a holistic approach to your body and also giving yourself grace and acknowledging what it is when you need it. And I will say it was very difficult for me when starting carnivore to still be in this mind frame of, I still need to do intermittent fasting because I've done that for the past 5 years. And realizing that I actually don't need to do intermittent fasting. I mean, this morning it was like 7 o'clock and I'm like, Mike, can I cook steak? Like, not can I cook steak, but if I cook steak, are you going to eat one? You know, because I'm making it for myself right now. And I did because that's what I needed. So gosh, there's so many different ways that we could go right here. But almost what I think about is like a home knit sweater. You know, we call it a sweater, but really when you look at that sweater, there are so many different threads and pieces of yarn that make it up. And so when we look at carnivore, you know, we're giving it this blanket statement, like it's a sweater, right? It's carnivore. But there are so many different pieces that actually make it up to be that thing. And I think it's important to look at the different threads. I mean, if a thread is pulled on your sweater, you know, it kind of makes things look a little bit jarred and crazy, but to go in and address like, wait, maybe I need to adjust my intermittent fasting window. Maybe that pull in that sweater is me not getting enough sleep, or maybe, you know, not hydrating or moving your body in the way that you need to. It's not that carnivore is not working. It's that you got to go address something else. Or perhaps, I mean, I hate to say it this way, but like, you're not doing it right. You know, I loved when we had gone through a phase of keto, where people are like, oh, keto didn't work. But then you come to find out what they were doing and it's not what they were doing. So first of all, there's this expectation that keto is going to transform everyone's life and body and mind and all this stuff. And then when it doesn't, people get pissed. I mean, they did. They got pissed. They felt like there was something wrong with them. But also when we assessed the threads of the sweater, so to speak, we kind of dug in, like they were making, you know, Kool-Aid, whipped cream, fat garbage. And I'm like, guys, that's not keto, you know? So I think it's, first of all, a holistic approach. Second of all, managing your expectations. And then three, being really clear on what it is that you're doing and why are you doing it? Are you doing carnivore because we're doing it? You think it's cool? Or is there something that you're trying to address, and what other things are going to address that problem too?
All in all, we have to constantly be course correcting. And if you approach anything from the frame of mind that this is the thing, or once I do this, I'm going to be able to fill in the blank, that's where we find ourselves in trouble. You have to recognize that our bodies, while highly adaptable, we can also throw things off quite quickly. And so making a change, even a change in a positive direction, we don't always get the immediate result. And even when you are getting the result that you're looking for, as we mentioned, something else may fall into deficiency, for lack of a better explanation. You might become a little deficient in one area. And so now what do you have to do? You have to course correct. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to go back to doing the thing that you were doing that really wasn't working for you in the first place. But what it does mean is that you need to recognize that there is a deficiency. So no, we don't want to hammer anybody over the head and say, you just did this wrong, you did it wrong, you did it wrong. But at the same time, we want you to recognize that whenever there's a change to be made, that you're not going to get it perfect immediately. And if your expectation is that you are going to get it perfect and that you're going to be perfect and now everything is going to be sunshine and rainbows, well, that's not how it works. And unfortunately, we always have so many things that we are fighting against. You know, I know we've described it before. In many ways, our health journey is, it's a moving target. You know, we're always trying to move towards better health. We want to have more energy. We want to look sexier. We want to be stronger. We want to think more clearly. And yet we are always fighting time. And then we're always fighting the other things that are taking place in our environment. And if we don't course correct, then we're going to find ourselves in this ever continuing loop of doing something and it, quote unquote, not working, then doing something else and it not working. And we just keep going through this and it feels absolutely horrible. I mean, we know we've been there ourselves. We've watched other people experience it. So this conversation is really about arming you with a different mentality around how to approach any changes that you're going to make in your lifestyle, changes in your exercise plan, changes in your nutrition plan, like whatever it is that you feel like you need to make a shift in. Recognize that you're not going to do it perfectly right off the bat. And even when you do it really, really well, there's a chance that sometime down the road, it might not work the same way it used to work, even if you're going at it harder. So you'll have to recognize those deficiencies. And in fact, I know we've experienced this ourselves. It was a deficiency that we started noticing with carnivore. I recognized it early on that it can be very easy to undereat when you're eating this way. It's very easy. And guess what that is? That's a deficiency. That is something that could lead somebody to malnourishment because you're not getting all the nutrients. So for as much as we can look at meat as being the food that is going to provide you with the most bioavailable nutrients you could possibly ask for, and all the vitamins, and you've got the full spectrum of amino acids, you get all that. But if you're not eating enough, at the end of the day, that is going to run down your metabolism. That's going to place stress on your immune system. So is it the issue of carnivore? Is it the choice of foods? Or is it something else? And so we have to be ready for these things and then be mindful and address them objectively when they happen.
I mean, I don't really know what to say after that because that was so perfectly said. I just want to back up to when you said we're not hammering you to tell you you're doing it wrong. I'm like, are you trying to paint me as the bad guy now? Are you taking the nice guy role today?
It's a rarity, but maybe.
No, I do think that this different mentality is so important because for as much as we see things out there, I mean, listen, we are attracted as human beings to success. And so when we see someone being successful or having success, you know, we may want to like just jump at something. But of course, first of all, there are many variables to assess, you know, in just reality, you know, and in life. But I do think it's really, really important to really collect data as you go through that. I mean, I tallied up my calories one day and I was like, ooh, you know, there's not enough here. And so I started getting cute with like a little piece of chocolate and a couple of nuts here and there. And all of a sudden, like, I didn't feel so good. And not that I didn't feel good. It was just like, I was like bloated and like kind of feeling strange. So for me, it was just like a quick reset back, but honoring myself and that, okay, you're not eating enough food. So I returned to just the basics of it and had a whole bunch of steak this morning for breakfast. And then lunchtime, you know, usually could be like eggs or ground beef or something else. And then of course, like I'll have something again this evening as a family. And so it's like, just, I don't know, like honor yourself. And I think too, this just came off our mindset coaching call is when we think about like, all right, how is this making me feel? Because we would say that, right? Like, don't think about how things taste. Think about how it makes you feel, like honoring, like, I am still hungry, but like, if you could eat more steak, then you're really hungry. But if you're like, oh, I'm hungry, but you're like, I don't really want steak. I want ice cream. You're not hungry. You know, like, I think that's important to throw out there. See, I'm being mean again. But in terms of like feeling, not how your mind feels, like, ooh, yay, Oreos. That's not what we're talking about. It's how does your body feel? You know, if you're feeling more mental clarity and more energy, like that, those are the things to pay attention to, how you feel. I'm talking about your body, not your thoughts and emotions, because it is very easy, I think, to confuse those two.
Yeah, well, and speaking of, you know, emotions, a lot of times when people are dealing with things like cravings or hunger, even for that matter, a lot of it is emotionally driven. And that can be challenging because we look at, you know, all the things that we're trying to do correctly, and we're addressing our nutrition, we feel in the right way, and yet we're still experiencing these cravings, we're still experiencing hunger. And we might be quick to blame the new method, but it's always about getting to the underlying cause and really addressing things at the root. You know, why do you have cravings? I mean, is it a nutritional thing? Because typically, most cravings are driven by a nutritional deficiency. So when we're not getting enough of the vitamins and minerals that we need, that is very likely to trigger cravings. Or if we're eating too many refined carbohydrates, that is going to be a trigger for cravings. But let's just say you're the individual who has addressed that. You've eliminated those things. And your expectation is, well, now that I've eliminated those things, because I'm doing this low-carb nutrition plan, this keto nutrition plan, this carnivore nutrition plan, that doesn't mean you still might not get the cravings. Because yes, you're right. You addressed all of the nutritional components that affect that. But if you're still getting it, then there's still an underlying cause. And this is when we have to start thinking about our stress levels. This is when we have to start addressing our sleep. You know, and it goes back to what we were saying. If we want, I guess we'll probably make this the title of this podcast, which is you're never going to address all things with one thing. And that is the mentality that we have to abandon, is that because I did this, all of these other things were supposed to happen for me and they haven't. You know, why not? What's wrong with me? Or what's wrong with this plan, right? We're always going to look to shift blame, whether that's to the external thing or we shift it internally. But the point is, what we need to do instead is to devise a plan of attack to figure out what is the root of the problem. And if you are still experiencing lots of hunger, if you're still experiencing lots of cravings, then chances are there's something else going on. And yes, we're going to encourage you to go seek a professional. I mean, I heard somebody say it on another podcast, actually earlier today. And, you know, I thought she was spot on when she said, for some people, the only way that you might go and address some of the cravings that you're having is by seeing a therapist. Like literally, you have to address the mental component, because if you have certain triggers that maybe tie all the way back to childhood, where when something happened, you immediately tried to deal with that situation by consuming lots of sweets or, you know, hiding in the closet like Corey Beth and eating your, what was it that you used to eat?
Icing.
Icing.
Funfetti icing, man. That was good. Was like a textbook closet eater.
Well, and that's the point, is that, you know, if you're that person, I mean, there is more going on than maybe just a nutritional deficiency, especially if you've addressed your nutrition.
We need to pause, because I actually just had a breakthrough hearing you say that. And you're so right. Like 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade, high school, it was the Funfetti in the closet, hiding animal crackers. I mean, I got the big round Keebler green. I can still picture it with like the big peel off top, where I would just go in and grab handfuls of it, you know, or I'd sneak Tootsie Rolls and then hide that wrapper in a paper towel. So no one would see all of the wrappers in the garbage. But it's so interesting, because from there, I tried diet pills. Then I was doing diets. So it was like a hot dog and grapefruit diet. I still don't understand what that was supposed to accomplish, but that was cool. Didn't work. And I did. I went all through high school and college thinking something's wrong with me, something's wrong with me, something's wrong with me. Then fast forward to after college, I start teaching. I joined 4 gyms before I found yours, and kept thinking that like this was going to be it. This was going to be the year. This was going to be the thing. But really, like, I actually had to work on my mentality about health and fitness, because I was constantly using it as a punishment, where when I walked into Pure Physique, it was like, no, we do this because it's good for us. Like, I looked at you behind the desk, and Mike, again, I think we reiterate this all the time. You were not my trainer to begin with, but I was like, wait, he bodybuilds because he likes it? Like, he enjoys doing that? Like, I didn't understand that mentality. So for me, it really was initially a mindset shift that enabled me to go and do the other things and put those pieces into place. And I love that you said to seek professional help. I mean, I'm thinking that as you're saying it, because I'm not going to be shy about that, guys. I went and got help. I think about you today, Mike. You were like, you know, I have this idea in our business, but I'm going to go get some other really successful businessman's advice. And Mike went and had an amazing business lunch today. And ironically enough, simultaneously, I was struggling with something within our mental fitness supplement business. And I reached out to another leader who I love and admire. I'm like, hey, can you help me with this? Like, I'm not here to pick your brain. I'm here to compensate you for your time. And I admire you, but like, I need help. And I think that that's one of the strongest things that we can do too, is sometimes we do need that guidance. We do need that course correct. We do need those tracks laid down from someone that's walked ahead of us. So I am not ashamed that I tried 4 gyms before walking into yours because yours totally changed my life. The other 4, quote unquote, didn't work. But once I actually addressed the root, the thing that I actually had to shift in order to make other shifts happen, yeah, I do address my mindset. Then I changed what I was eating. Then I started working out, or maybe not in that order, but all of those different things happened to get me to where I am. And gosh, I love the body and the brain that I get to live in today. And I'm so grateful that I got the help I needed. I saw it out and I addressed all of the different pieces that were important because now I get to sit here today next to you.
Well, that's kind of like a mic drop moment right there. But we'll just, let's close it out on that note. I think, you know, you, the listener, hopefully are walking away today with maybe an understanding. Maybe you've had one of those breakthrough moments in thinking about this and recognizing that, hey, you know what? I'm doing a lot of things correctly and I'm doing it, but I'm still not there. And then all that means is that there's just another puzzle piece that you need to find. And that's okay. There is nothing wrong with that. Again, we're a work in progress. And as we, you know, improve one area, what's going to happen is it may highlight a deficiency in another area. And, you know, I think everybody who's a homeowner has experienced this. You know, you decide that, hey, we want to paint this one room. And then all of a sudden you paint that room and it makes the rest of the house or another room look that much more horrible. And all this time you were like, I didn't think it was that bad.
And that's how we repainted our whole house.
Exactly. But the point is that many times when we do something positive, it will highlight now another area that we didn't recognize before. It's not that the problem wasn't there. It's that we didn't recognize it. It was being covered up. And now the new paint job is exposing the things that actually do require new paint as well. So with that said, this is an awesome conversation that we got to have with you guys today. We just thank you for being here and listening in, and we look forward to talking to you next time.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us. We're trying to do our part to build people up and take the overwhelm and confusion out of exercise and nutrition so people and their families can live fuller lives.
We've got an entirely free coaching course for you over at purephysique.com. So head over and share it with your friends.
And because we do this show entirely free and without sponsors, we'd super appreciate it if you would leave us a 5-star review, share this podcast with friends and on social, and be sure to tag us.
We'd love to know what you discovered today and how this information impacts you. Let's go.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.